This is part two of the USFS Forest Service report from District Ranger Elizabeth McNichols.
Habitat message. The James River and Warm Springs districts are planning several prescribed fire projects this year. You may ask, why do we have prescribed burns or controlled burns on the forest? Fire is a land management tool that can offer numerous benefits to people and wildlife. Many plants and animals rely on fire as a critical component to their environment. Controlled burns restore the natural process to keep our forests healthy. Fire was a part of the Appalachian oak and pine forests for thousands of years. Research studying fire-scarred trees has shown that fires occurred every 3 to 9 years since the 1600s. Soil charcoal records show that fire has been in these mountains for at least 10,000 years. In the past 100 years, we aggressively fought forest fires. The absence of fire on the landscape created fewer open woodland habitats, and many species of oak and pine cannot grow in current closed forest canopy conditions. The absence of fire on the landscape has reduced habitat of fire-dependent species like Table Mountain pines, Heller's Blazing Star, Mountain Golden Heather, and Peter's Mountain Mallow. Prescribed burns benefit oak and pine forests by increasing sunlight to the forest floor and reduce competition by species such as red maple, tulip poplar, and white pine. Fire promotes native grasses and wildflowers. White-tailed deer, black bear, songbirds, and many other wildlife species benefit from the acorns, berries, and other seeds available. Controlled burns also reduce the chance of large out-of-control fires and their damaging effects to people and places by reducing overloaded, highly flammable shrubs, leaf litter, and downed limbs in the understory. If you have any questions about our prescribed fire program, please call our office at 540-839-2521. Today's quote comes from American author Henry Jackson Van Dyke. He said, "Man is the only creature that dares to light a fire and live with it. The reason? Because he alone has learned to put it out." For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Elizabeth McNichols.